Want more Hamish in Paris?
Download the Hit app.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
If you're not huge on ink, then fair enough. But I'm sure if someone asked you what your tattoo was going to be, if you had to get one, you'd probably pick something in relation to your family. I mean, I know that's the it for me. I'm definitely not going to get a tattoo anytime soon, I don't think.
So you're a clear skin?
I don't have any tattoos at the moment. Yeah. Unlike you, you do have a tattoo.
I've got one tattoo and I've got nothing against tattoos. I've always wanted a tattoo, but I never found a design that I wanted to keep for the rest of my life. And then, as it turns out, I lost a bet, so I got a tattoo and it's still there.
Yeah. So, and if someone asked you if you wanted to get another one, would you probably say something new to your family? Maybe your kids' names?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, apparently getting your kids' names tattooed on you is a faux pas now. So there's this website called KidSpot. It's just one of those blogs where a lot of mums and parents write articles, and it's very popular, right?
Yeah.
One mum in particular has gone on an absolute rampage in relation to having your kid's name tattooed on you. Now, it's not for any safety reasons or anything like that. Basically, what she's saying is it's just so embarrassing for your children if you've got their names tattooed on your body. I'll quote her. She said, "They might not be able to escape their oldies' embarrassing decisions. As a major trend amongst tattoo-loving parents is to get their children's names inked onto their bodies. If this is something you're considering but you haven't yet taken the plunge, may I respectfully suggest that you reconsider." Now, I say rampage because it's basically an 800, 900 word thing.
Wow.
Goes on and on and on about exactly why you shouldn't get them, why it's way too embarrassing, why when they grow up and they have to look at the tattoo as adults, they'll be mortified by your decision to enjoy your children's names.
Yep.
And also, you know, people say, oh, you can't divorce your kids. She says, true, but what if your kids want to change their name at a later date, or your kids don't get along with you and you're still walking around with the name on, regardless of the fact that you're not going to get divorced from your children?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's quite an in-depth argument that she's gotten into here. But what I will say is that I don't agree at all.
No.
Disagree.
I've got a mate that's got his kids' names tattooed on his left peck, which means that they're closer to his heart.
I think I know that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I'm not against it. It's probably not something I would do. I don't know, because I think I'm at my one tat limit.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it.
Yeah, see, I'm all for getting tattoos of your kids' names because whatever happens down the track, they were always your child. They were your baby once.
Yep.
So it's very nice to get a tattoo to commemorate them and show that you love your kids and your family. I think it's a great gesture. If my parents had my name tattooed on them, there's basically no circumstance where I would be embarrassed by that. Mm. However, you know, me and you, believe it or not, don't hold the opinions of the wider universe. And obviously someone out there very highly disagrees with us. So do give us a call, 13 12 16. Simple question today.
Yep.
Tattoos of your kids' names, yay or nay? Let us know.
Anyway, Kirsty's on the line on 13 12 16. Kirsty, what do you think? Tattoos of your kids' names, yes or no?
I'm all for it.
Do you have one yourself, Kirsty?
No, I don't actually have children at the moment, but my partner does. He's got two boys and he's got their names on his back.
Yeah, and if you were growing up and your parents had a tattoo of your name, do you reckon now as an adult you would be embarrassed by that?
No, I don't see why you'd be embarrassed.
Exactly.
No, I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
So it's a definite yes for Kirsty. Kirsty, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to move across to Stephen now. Stephen, what do you think about having a tattoo of your kids' names?
That you should be able to do it because they were born with that name, and I reckon it's there for life, I suppose. But you got to think that they were born with that name, and that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and when you are a parent, I mean, regardless of what happens in the long term, I'm assuming that when your kids are children, you're hoping to be in their lives forever, and therefore a permanent decision like a tattoo shouldn't really be a big deal.
No, it shouldn't be. I don't reckon anyway.
No, good one, Stephen. Thank you very much for that. We'll move across to John. John, what do you think about having a tattoo of your kids' names?
Yeah, definitely. I've got my kids' names tattooed on the right-hand side of my chest and that. And both of them are 20 and 19 and 20. Wow.
So when did you get them done? Did you get them done as when they were born?
They would have been in their teens when I got it done.
And I'm sure because they were teenagers, they knew it was a nice gesture. They were probably thankful for it, John.
Yeah, like I've got several tattoos and that, so both of them have got tattoos these days, so it's not a big issue. And yeah, they like that I've got their names tattooed.
Yeah, so I think we can safely conclude from all of the answers that we've gotten today that it is not a faux pas like this woman on KidSpot has suggested. She's completely wrong. So tattoos of your kids, the answer is yes. But if you feel differently, do head to the Hit South Queensland Facebook page and let us know.
Southwest Beer Festival is on at Clifford Park Racecourse in Toowoomba this Saturday. There are so many great reasons to go there and so many great beers to check out, and ciders, for instance, to check out on the day. But one that will hopefully be a highlight is the beer that we are putting together.
Yes, hopefully it trumps all the other beers and we sell out right away because it's just so good. However, there's no way of knowing because we actually haven't tried it yet.
Nope.
And we don't even trust our own taste buds because
nope,
we're not beer experts. So we've launched the search for an official beer connoisseur, someone to come in with us to Four Brothers Brewing later this week and to try the beer for the first time. Now, hopefully that person will give us an accurate review and it will be the official review of our beer going into the beer fest.
We have Alex on the line on 13, 12, 16. Alex, are you a connoisseur of fine beers?
I'd like to think so.
Okay. All right.
What makes you think that you're qualified for this, Alex? How many different beers do you drink on a regular basis?
A fair few. Probably about a year ago now, we went down to Fitzy's, the Tapestry Bar there, and we started at one end and went to the other, and I think they've got about 20 different beers on tap. So
By the end of it, you wouldn't have been tasting too many beers, I wouldn't have thought. It would have been just a mixture of tastes. It tasted pretty similar,
but they were all really good. So.
I understand this is a big ask, Alex, but right here, right now, can you commit to a favourite beer, in brackets, currently, because that may change after you try ours, of course.
Yeah.
Probably the Little Creatures Pale Ale is my favourite.
Okay.
Don't know it. That's why we need you.
All right. No worries. And what's your take on a Pavlova beer? Is it something that you think would be a great tasting beer or an abomination?
I think it'd be really good. I think it'd be similar to the Stone and Wood Pacific Ale sort of thing with the summery sort of fresh flavours, so yeah.
We get it. You're a connoisseur. No need to rub it in. Yep. Well, Alex, I am like 60% convinced with you. I feel like you are our first potential candidate.
Yes, that's
so
right.
I don't want to commit too soon.
No.
You know, I don't want to say yes, definitely. Part of, you know, dating is sorting out the market, and that's what I'm doing with you right now.
Okay.
I like you, but I don't love you just yet, so I don't want to commit.
All right, no worries. So you are on the list, Alex. That's what we're basically saying. We're going to finalise that one person that's going to come along on Thursday, but it's out of you and one other. Who that other is? Well, we don't know yet. All right, but thank you for registering your interest, and you never know, it could be you coming along to try our Pavlova beer, the first official tasting this Thursday.
Thank you.
As we enter into 2019, in fact, the beginning of any year, people talk about increasing work productivity.
Yes, something that I do not strive to do at all.
No.
I'm totally cool with how productive I am.
Yes, okay. All right, well, here's the thing. And because you have a massive sugary drink sitting in front of you at the moment, a vanilla Coke, which you don't normally do, but you've done today because you're not sleeping well.
Yes.
This might be interesting for you because a new survey has been put out and they're talking about how to increase productivity in work at work for 2019. And here's just a few of the ideas that they have put forward. This is a study conducted by At Workplaces, and they recommended cutting sugar from the office tea room.
Okay, personal attack. Go on.
Implement mental health breaks during the workday. That's not a bad idea. Install a privacy room to provide relief from the public nature of open plan offices.
I see.
So you can lock yourself away in a room for a while and scream to your heart's content or have a nap or whatever it is.
Our work's actually got one of those.
Yes.
Scream room.
I cannot wait for that.
The pit.
Yes. Another one, send staff around the block for a walk by starting up a steps program with a daily or weekly minimum.
Not
going
bad,
for a walk and remove all plastic utensils, make the office more environmentally friendly.
Do you know what these people sound like, Kane? They sound like people who want to better themselves and become more rounded as human beings and see the long-term benefits of a positive and healthy lifestyle. But unfortunately, that's not me.
I'm not going to do any of that stuff.
You won't catch me doing a walk around the block halfway through the show. I'll be sitting right here with my 1 litre of Coke regretting absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I'd be a little worried about that whole sending people off on a walk around the block, because what if they just keep walking?
What block?
Yeah.
How large?
Just keep going. How much in debt are you on the credit card? Actually, don't answer that. You don't have to. Because if you're a HIT VIP, you could be $500 less in debt on your credit card, because we're offering to pay your plastic. Go to hit.com.au for all the details.
It's funny that you bring up pay your plastic because I don't think that can help everyone's debt, Hames. Specifically,
no.
Aussie brand Skins. Now, we've had a bit of a common theme over the last few years, and that is huge Australian businesses going under, which is sad.
It is sad.
I never want to hear that.
No.
But this morning, when I stumbled upon the falling of Skins, I was shocked, but also slightly unshocked. Retrospectively.
Not really surprised.
I mean, I feel like maybe their product was so quality that you buy the one pair of $100 leggings that you wear underneath your sports clothes for 9 years, and because you're never purchasing again, and there's no way you're going to spend that money twice because you're stingy, everyone is, just admit it, how would they be making money anymore? I mean, 2012 was a big year for Skins.
Yep.
They're not going to have another one until 2023.
Yeah, and you know, I think you've hit the nail right on the head for me, because I got some Skins way back in the day when they first came out. They were expensive. Yep, that's fine. I have not bought another pair of Skins since. I'm still wearing my Skins.
Yeah.
But because they're so good.
Yeah, well, I will say the good news is it's not completely too late. You know how there's that little stage before bankruptcy where they go into voluntary admin?
Yes.
That's where Skins are at right about now. So we're at a crossroads, two choices. You can buy Skins and support them. Hopefully they don't go under. Or you can wait until they do go under and get them at a really sick discount.
Question at the moment on 13, 12, 16 is it okay to eat groceries in the supermarket before you buy them? So you're walking the aisles, you get a bit peckish, you have every intention of buying the muesli bar, so you open up your box of muesli bars that are in your trolley, you start chowing down on them before paying.
Yes, personally, I'm of the opinion that too much of anything is a bad thing. So, you know, a few sneaky grapes, good.
Sure.
Anything more, any packets you need to rip open, I'm frowning upon you, but I'm not mad at you.
All right, well, Brian is on the line on 13, 12, 16. What do you think?
I think it is acceptable to a degree. So I'm really bad with the chicken chippies from the deli.
Yeah.
Yeah, so at Woolies, I usually go and get the chicken chippies and then I'll start munching them. but on one occasion, I started eating them and I'm like, oh, these are disgusting. They were so old. So I think I ate like two chicken chippies and then put the box on the shelf and kept walking.
Wow.
Do you know what? Not that's mad at you point. Because I feel like you really dodged a bullet there in that if you had waited until you were at home, then the shopping centre would have done you dirty. So I'm not going to recommend it in the future, but this time you've just got off.
What you've done, Bryony, is become a product tester of that particular product, and you've decided that particular batch was wrong. Now, did you go up and tell anyone, or did you just leave that box of chips or biscuits just sitting there?
I was really naughty. I just left them there because I was on my lunch break and I was in a rush, and I thought, I'm not paying for something that is old and not fresh.
Fair enough.
But, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we don't recommend everybody do it, but there you go. It worked out for the better for Bryony.
Basically, I recommend no one do it, but Bryony's done it once, and she was the one in a million. So a million of you, don't try it.
All right, fair enough.
And I saved myself $5.
Yep, that's right. And you know what? And the hassle of getting home, opening up the box, going, oh, these are wrong, having to then take the box back, get your $5 back and start again. All right, so you've done yourself a favour.
Want more Hamish in Paris? Download the HIT app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.